A Long Island businessman has pled guilty to securities fraud in federal court this week. This comes after 10 years of hiding and running from the government. WSHU's Charles Lane reports on how the case of Jacob Alexander spawned a new type of fear of financial crimes.
Alexander was the CEO of Comverse, the Woodbury-based tech company that helped invent voicemail. In 2006, he backdated stock options for himself and fellow employees. Doing so inflated salaries at the expense of investors. But the practice was relatively common and not necessarily illegal. Still, a media sensation caused a unique reaction by federal prosecutors, according to John DeSpirant, a securities defense lawyer at Womble Carlyle.
And it's also a time of high enforcement activity because of Enron and WorldCom and all that was going on.
DeSpirant says Alexander faced as much as 40 years in jail, so he fled to Namibia in Southwest Africa. Johnny Truder is a former NAMI prosecutor.
We lived in a very secluded area with very strict security. We did a lot of traveling inside the country. I mean, he was here for 10 years. All the time in the world, all the money in the world. So yeah, I did travel extensively in Namibia.
Truder was actually the DA assigned to force Alexander back to the U.S. to face charges. Despite this, Truder says Alexander was friendly to him and everyone else in the country. Alexander set up businesses, developed real estate, and made powerful political connections.
Could he have stayed there forever, you think?
Yeah, I think so. I honestly think so. I know his dad died a few years ago and he couldn't attend the funeral. So that all adds up at the end of the day. And, I mean, I think he just wanted to go back.
While Alexander was in exile, his colleagues and other company executives got far less jail time than initially anticipated. Most of the penalties amounted to hefty fines. A few got a year in jail. Alexander eventually worked out a plea deal with U.S. attorneys and returned to New York. He was hoping to get bail for a few months before prison, but prosecutors fought hard and the judge denied bail. David Hoffner is a securities lawyer who defended a related case.
I think from the government's perspective, he fled justice in those circumstances. I think the U.S. government is intent on bringing such a person back.
Alexander is now in federal custody in Brooklyn. He faces 10 years in prison. He'll be sentenced in December. Charles Lane, WSHU News.